Okay. The first Ramban I want to do, both of them are at the beginning of the parasha. Both of them relate to the death of Sarah, the purchase of Maris HaMachpelah, which is a significant event in our history, obviously, but it's a significant event for people who live in Gush Etzion because the issues surround, you know, this area. Okay, you'll see why in a second. The Ramban, this is the first Ramban we're doing this year that everybody believes was revised or added to after Ramban came to Eretz Yisrael and saw that he got the geography wrong. Okay, so let's start the Psukim. Okay, that's not the puzzle we want. Vatamas Sarah b'Kiryas Arba hi Chevron. It's clear where Sarah died, right? Up the street in Chevron. Vayavo Avraham lispod l'Sarah v'liv kosa. So, there's one verb in this pasuk that all the Rishonim focus on. Anybody know? Vayavo. What's the issue?
Where's it coming from?
Right, sounds like he was someplace else. Vayavo Avraham, you know, Avraham heard that his wife had passed away, okay, tragedy. And so he immediately, last night I paid a shiva call on somebody, right? And, you know, he died in America, and people had to travel, you know, right? You hear about it, you have to go. That's what happens nowadays. But is that what happened with Avraham? So we all know the Rashi. Second paragraph, the Ramban quotes Rashi first. Vayavo Avraham, Lashon Rashi mi Be'er Sheva. Okay, where did Avraham come from? He came from Be'er Sheva. So first things first, where's Be'er Sheva?
South.
How south?
20 kilometers.
Let's say it's about 15 kilometers from us to... Let's do it from Yerushalayim. You'll see why in a second. How far are we from Yerushalayim? Gush Etzion is about 15 kilometers. Maybe Alon Shvut is further, 20 kilometers from Yerushalayim. Okay, to get to Chevron is another...
10?
15. It's about 15 kilometers from here to Chevron. No, they're all the same, right? From Be'er Sheva to Yerushalayim is like 75 kilometers. Okay, but we're all pretty much on a line, right? Yerushalayim, 15, 30, and then another 35 gets you to Be'er Sheva. Okay? We normally, you just know nowadays, you normally drive. If you went from Gush Etzion, you usually drive around through like the Beit Shemesh Highway to get to like Yerucham, where my son is beneath Be'er Sheva. Driving through Chevron is not usually the best way, either for security or because the highway is not so fast. But if you were walking, that's pretty much the line, right? It's a straight line, Yerushalayim, Gush Etzion, Chevron, Be'er Sheva. Okay, now, where does Rashi get this idea that Avraham came from Be'er Sheva?
That's where he's settled.
The end of the Akedah.
The end of the Akedah says what? Flip over. It says, the last thing on the page, Vayashav Avraham el Ne'arav, Vayakum Vayachu Yachtav el Be'er Sheva. Vayeshev Avraham beBe'er Sheva. So Avraham lived in Be'er Sheva, so it makes complete sense. And that, of course, works nicely with what Medrash that Rashi also quotes. Sarah's death was caused by or connected to the Akedah when she heard what happened, right? So it makes complete sense that what doesn't make sense? If Avraham lived in Be'er Sheva and Avraham immediately returned to Be'er Sheva, what doesn't make sense? What was Sarah doing in Chevron? Okay? So now, the Ramban says, Ve'ein ze lomar shahaya omed sham mimashe katu vayeshev Avraham biBe'er Sheva. The Ramban says, it doesn't mean that Avraham had been in Be'er Sheva since then. Ki eich tihiya Sarah b'Chevron. Right? Why would Sarah be in Chevron? So I have no proof to this, but I feel it in my bones that this is a continuation. You could have said in theory, that, okay, you know, Avraham lived in Be'er Sheva and then Sarah lived for some period in Chevron. Remember I told you before, like, the Ramban really believed that they had, like, a very close marriage. And I just think the Ramban is unwilling to entertain the possibility that they didn't live together at all times. Right? The way we think of, you know, a regular marriage. Married people live in the same house. The Ramban says, what would Sarah be doing? Ki eich tiyeh Sarah b'Chevron. Now, the answer is simple. I don't know. Why couldn't she be? The Torah says that she died in Chevron and Avraham lived in Be'er Sheva. The Ramban completely rejects that. It's not possible. They were married. They lived together. I have a public service announcement to make, but it'll wait. It's not that exciting. Don't worry. Okay. So here's the Ramban says, Avala kavana lomar, back inside, Avala kavana lomar, shehalach sham biyom litzarko, v'shama b'mitat tzara. So the first thing Raman says is what? He had a business trip. Right? One day, Avraham Avinu had to go to Beersheva. Again, he's rejecting this idea that Avraham and Sarah lived in Beersheva. You with me?
Huh?
The Ramban says, if she died in Chevron, they lived in Chevron, Avraham must have gone one day to First, we have to learn the Ramban. Okay, first we have to learn the Ramban. The Ramban says, "Avala kamanalo ma shehalach sham biyom litzarko, v'shama b'mitat sara, ubami sham lispol leveliv kota." And he returned from there, from Beersheva to be maspid sara. V'loshen rabo seinu mehar hamoriaba. And the medrash is he came from the akeda. V'chein lufi amedrash kasev arav ki shama ba akedo parchanishmata. And of course, that was the lashon of Chazal that Sarah died, having heard about the Akedah, and Avraham came. So where did he come from? Right, the simplest pshat is where did he come from? He came directly from the Akedah. Now, it's this next paragraph. That the Ramban wrote after he came to Eretz Yisrael and after he had a sense for where all the places were. He must have had a general sense, but now he wrote the following: Vahanira ba Akedah. The Ramban says, what I believe is, where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Avraham? Where was Avraham when God came to him at the beginning of the last parak in last week's parasha and said, you know, go shecht your son? So the Ramban says, you know where he was? He lived in Beersheba. Kisham hayadar v'sham chazar. That's where he lived, and that's where he returned after the Akedah. It wasn't that he moved to Beersheba after the Akedah. That's where he had been living. Kichen katu b'tchila vayita eisha b'Be'er Sheva vayikra sham b'shem Hashem kel olam. Already well before the Akedah, it said that he lived in Be'er Sheva. Va'amar vayagar Avraham b'Eretz Plishtim yamim rabim. Eretz Plishtim is Be'er Sheva, south of Israel. V'hu geiruto b'Be'er Sheva shu b'Eretz Plishtim. V'sham nitztaveh b'Akedah. Now, why does the Ramban now believe that this is the right pshat? That Avraham Avinu came from Be'er Sheva to Yerushalayim for the Akedah. Here's the point. Va'al kein shaha baderech shlosha yamin. That's why it took him 3 days. What did we say? You know how long it takes to walk 30 kilometers? Which is how far it is from Chevron to the Har Habayis? Okay, probably one day, maybe a little bit more than a day. It does not take 3 days. The Ramban showed up, he traveled around a little bit, and he said, it's not a 3-day journey from Chevron to the Akedah. Avraham Avinu did not live in Chevron. Okay, that's what convinced him. She'eretz plishtim rechokah miYerushalayim. Be'er Sheva is far. She'ilu Chevron b'har Yehudahu. Kichein katuv v'karov liYerushalayim. He always knew it. It's an interesting thing. The Ramban always knew that Chevron was relatively close to Yerushalayim, but he didn't know how close till he came here. Then he said, it doesn't make sense. Now, how far do we set? So let's say 75 kilometers. That is more or less in ancient times, if you ask like historians of these people, that's a 3-day journey on a donkey. 25 kilometers a day, you know, with some wood, with two people walking with you. That's a comfortable 3-day walk, right? We think of it as being like, oh my God, 75 kilometers. No, that's about what it takes, right? That's far less, like a marathon is 42 kilometers. It's not such a big deal. So that's about a 3-day journey. And that convinced the Ramban that that's where he lived. Now he said, "Ubishuvo min Akeda li Be'er Sheva chazar." So obviously after the Akeda, he returned to Be'er Sheva. K'moshin emar v'yashav Avraham el ne'arav, v'yakumu v'yachu yachtav el Be'er Sheva, v'yeshev Avraham b'Be'er Sheva. The Ramban knows the Pasuk when he sees it. The Pasuk says he returned to Be'er Sheva after the Akeda. Lehorot shenit akev sham v'yashav bo shanim. To tell you that he lived in Be'er Sheva for some extended period of time. Now the Ramban says, great, having figured all this out, the Ramban says definitively, v'im kein lo meita sara ba'oto zman. If that's the case, Sarah's death did not immediately follow the Akedah, against everything we've learned since kindergarten. Ki lo haya Avraham dar b'Be'er Sheva v'sara dar b'Chevron. Ramban has two premises that convince him that Sarah did not die as a result of the Akedah. One, they had to live in the same place. And two, Chevron is too close to Yerushalayim. He lived in Be'er Sheva. Because of that, the Ramban basically rejects the Medrash. Okay, the Ramban does this many times, by the way. When they're non-halachic, the Ramban feels completely free to reject, you know, a medrash chazal, especially because there are multiple medrashim. It doesn't bother him at all. On halachic issues, he never would do it. But in terms of pshuto shel mikra, what the pasuk says, the Ramban knows the medrash says that Sarah died having heard about the akedah. The Ramban says, okay, I choose another way to learn the pasukim. But the Ramban relates to it. I skipped a bunch because it's a long Ramban. See the next paragraph? The third paragraph in the Ramban. Aval lefi ha-medrash, the Ramban says, but according to that medrash that we all know, and it's quite a beautiful medrash, and it fits nicely because it's the next story in the Torah, right? Tzrichin anu lamar ki Avraham v'sar bizman ha-akedah hayu darim b'chevron v'sham nitztava. If that's true, then it has to be that they lived in Chevron, and that's where Avram got the tzivui to come to Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban does present an option here. He says, Umasha Amar Bayom Ashlishi Vayisa Avraham et Einav. How could it be that only on the third day he saw the Mokom HaMikdash? It's such a close walk, he would have gotten there in a day. He says, listen to this, very creative. Ki lo nigla lo hahar chemet Elokim ad Yom Ashlishi. If God didn't reveal to him which place was the Har HaBayis until the third day. V'haya b'shnei hayamim holech b'svivei Yerushalayim v'lo haya harason laharot lo. He was lost.
Isn't this all what Rashi says?
No. No, Rashi says he came, there was an ankashu al ahar.
They say the reason it took 3 days is because Hashem didn't show him for the third day.
No, I think he just says on the third day God showed him.
Right, and he said that the other 2 days, he said it was a much shorter trip than 3 days, and you, to the point was just to make him walk around.
Okay, I think.
Huh?
I didn't understand it that way. It could be. Everybody agrees. There's two separate things. The idea that it took 3 days is very important, because otherwise, you know, he may not have had time to reflect on it. When you have 3 days, okay. Here the Ramban says, okay, if you want to say Chevron, then fine. It must be that he was lost. He spent 2 days, you know, 1 day getting to Yerushalayim and 2 days walking around looking for parking. Aval halach tchila be'ashevim makom ha'eshel shelo latet hoda'a al niso. Then, according to this pshat, what do you do with the fact that the pasuk says Avram returned to Be'er Sheva? So the Ramban says, if you want to follow this pshat, it means that Avraham, after the nes of the Akedah, after Yitzchak was saved, he went back to his special eshel in Be'er Sheva, which, by the way, means walking well past Hebron, right? Going all the way back to Be'er Sheva to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And while he was there, he heard about Sarah's death, and so he returned. Okay? Then he has another simple pshat. Again, it's all based on the word Vayavo Avraham. And he says, maybe we don't have to get all worked up at all. Go to the very bottom of the page. He says, Ulfi Da'ati, another possibility. And again, I can't point out this enough. The Ramban is not bothered by multiple suggestions. The Ramban thinks there are multiple meanings in the Torah. And he's more, you know, he's happy to give you three or four ideas that might explain something. Sometimes you know what he really believes. Sometimes you don't. Here he says, Ulfi Da'ati, my opinion, ki ayala Sarah ohel, Sarah had her own tent, although they had a close marriage. He turned to Sukkot Maklir, Sarah had her own tent. Shomo medes v'amosel lefanah, she had her own servants there. V'chein katuv, like for example, when Lavan came to chase after Yaakov, it says he went into ohel Yaakov, v'ohel layal, v'ohel shtei amahot, v'hinei Sarah meita ba'ohel asher la, v'nichnas Avraham ba'ohel imachuzat me'reyav lispodota. When it says v'yavo Avraham, he just came, you know, 10 meters from his own tent, but he came into Sarah's tent. Okay?
And how do you, like, brief thing earlier, it says Avram returns to Be'er Sheva. It's like, why is he in Hebron now?
Right, huh? No, so there's two separate things. If according to his pshat, so he went back to Be'er Sheva after the Akedah to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving Yitzhak.
And then he goes back.
Then he moved back to Hebron. Right? I believe the Ramban really thinks he lived in Be'er Sheva for a long time, that the story of Sarah's death occurred well after the Akedah, was unrelated to the Akedah, and he went on a business trip one day, you know, then he moved back to Hebron, and he still had business in Be'er Sheva, so he went back and forth sometimes, and he came, you know, one day she passed away, he was in Be'er Sheva. That's what I really think the Ramban holds, but I can't convince you of it. But again, to me, what's most fascinating is the Ramban, you know, coming to Eretz Yisrael and saying, the distances don't work in what I originally thought. Chevron is simply too close. Be'er Sheva is a 3-day journey, which in fact it is, and therefore I'm going to amend my pshat to believe that he traveled from Be'er Sheva. Although again, he leaves open the possibility that he traveled from Chevron, in which case you have to put that 2 days, you know, sort of just walking around looking for the mountain.
According to him,
go ahead.
According explained to him Rivka was not three variables.
Right, you get all the date things that are based on Sarah being 127 at the time of the Akedah are out the window if you follow the Ramban's main shot. It's true.
And it makes the story more exciting if she's not three.
This last thing with Hidaki is assuming that they did live in Hebron?
Yeah. And so he just traveled from his tent, you know, to her tent. Okay. Let's do one more.
It's obviously the case that the Torah spends an incredible amount of words on the purchase of Maras HaMachpelah, right? The whole of Rishon is back and forth. You know, she dies, he wants to, she doesn't, he dies. Not a lot happens. And everybody deals in their own way with why the Torah spends so much time on this. The Ramban, it's a longer Ramban, I just picked a little piece out on one little thing. The Pasuk says, Va'acharei kein kavar Avraham et Sarah yishto el me'arat sudei HaMachpelah al pnei mamrei hu chevron bi'aretz Kinan. Okay, one of the things the Ramban discussed that we're not going to discuss is we didn't know that Hebron is in Eretz Canaan. There's a lot to discuss why we need all these details. But the one point I want to make is here. The Ramban says, Pasuk Yutes, V'ta'am, the reason, V'acharei chen kavar Avraham et Sarah yishto amarat sadeh amach peylah, hi Hebron bi'Eretz Canaan. He says, V'nichtava zot ha-parsha, this whole parsha is written, Lahodia chastei Hashem im Avraham, to tell you the great goodness that God did with Avraham. Shahaya nasi Elokim ba'aretz. Again, all the psukim, what do they say? The people say to him, what? Adoni nasi Elokim ata b'tolcheinu b'mivcha kvarin kvart meitecha, right? Ish mimeno lo ichlet mimcha mikvar meisecha. And they vayishtachu, they all bow down to him. Avraham Avinu was clearly an incredibly important man in the politics of Hebron. The Ramban says, primarily the story is coming to tell you that God fulfilled one of his pledges to Avraham. We normally think, that was fulfilled in the children of Avraham. The Ramban says, no, you see in the story, the way they treated Avraham, it was fulfilled in Avraham's lifetime. The Chalam, third line. No, he says, Nesiyahu kim ba'aretz, Ashabala Gursham Vahayachid. Avram came on his own. You know, in ancient times things were very tribal. Here Avram comes, and after some period of time, probably not a long time, the people treat him like he's the president. V'chal ha'am ayu karim lo Adoni. V'hu lo amar lohem kein shayasar begadol. Avram never demanded disrespect. And now the Ramban says, V'gam b'chayav kiyem lo va'agadilo shemecha v'heye bracha. So the first thing is, the Torah is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Avraham, that even during his own lifetime, he was considered to be incredibly important, and people treated him as incredibly important. He was a well-known figure. The people in Hebron all wanted to be in with him. That's the kiyem of the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. That's the first thing. Second thing, another wonderful thing that God did for Avram is v'ishto meita v'nikbara b'nachalat Hashem. Sarah died and she got to be buried in the Nachalat Hashem. The Ramban believes in other places that Eretz Plishtim is kind of less important than Hebron. Hebron is like core Eretz Canaan. Eretz Plishtim, Be'er Sheva, that's sort of further out. Okay, so he thinks it was another gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him that Sarah died in the Nachalat Hashem. Od, third reason. Ki ratza, this also is meaningful to us. Ki ratza lahodienu makom kivurata avot. The Torah spends so much time telling us the story of the purchase of Maras HaMachpelah to let us know exactly where the avos were buried. Okay? Ba'asher anachnu chayavim lechabed makom kivurat avotenu hakdoshim. Because we are supposed to honor the place that the avos were buried. Okay, this is one of the, I don't know, we normally think like Ashkenazim, cemeteries are not the kind of place you go that often, right? You know, people say, let's say the Rav never visited his father's kever. He was as close to his father as any two people could be. He just didn't think the Makom HaKfura was a big deal. This Ramban seems to stand for the fact that the Makom HaKfura, certainly of the Avos, is a big deal. And it was important for us to know that it was Hebron, it was important for us to know it was Maras HaMachpelah, and it's important for us to be mechabed that. I assume the Ramban would not be happy to know it's a mosque nowadays. But, so again, three reasons. First reason is to tell you
that God fulfilled some of his promises to Avram in his own lifetime. In the back and forth in the story, you see how well Avram was treated. He was respected by the people. So his name was made great even in his own lifetime. Number two was a gift that Sarah died in Hebron, in the Nachalat Hashem, where she was buried in the core of Eretz Yisrael. And three, we needed to be told where the avos were buried, because it matters very much to us where the avos are buried. Again, ties into politics and other things. Now, in all of this, what's missing? What's missing is the medrash that we all know, which is that one of the nisyonos of Avraham Avinu was that he was forced to buy the Maaseh HaMachpelah when God told him he would give him the whole land for free. Okay? So the Ramban says just at the very end, V'rabotenu amru shegam ze min ha-nisyonot shel Avraham, shebikesh makom likvor et sarah v'lo matza ad shekana oto. Right? The Gemara says this was one of the tests that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham, that he was forced to buy the Maaseh HaMachpelah when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he'd give him the whole land. But again, here, another interesting example of where the Ramban obviously knows the Medrash, he respects it, he quotes it, but he thinks that the actual truth of why this is described, the Ramban thinks overall, the purchase of the Maaseh HaMachpelah tells us many more good things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Avraham Avinu, as opposed to it being some test of his faith. It really seems like, I guess it could be both at once, right? From our perspective, maybe that's really the answer. Why does the Torah spend so much time on this? To tell us great things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Avram, that he was important, that Sarah got to die there, so that we should know where they're buried. But maybe from Avram's perspective, Avram already knew that he was important. He already knew where he was going to be buried. And from Avram's perspective, maybe it was a test, that after all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, he still had to negotiate and buy the land. But ultimately, again, for people like us who live near Hebron and live in the Maaseh HaMachpelah, it's great when you learn these parashiyos to do a little geography and see how much surrounds the place that we live. And every time they travel from Yerushalayim to Hebron or Be'er Sheva, if you go on Derech Avot, you know, archaeologists and most people believe that's the path that they would have walked, right? You don't follow a highway, you follow the top of the mountain. The top of the mountain from the time of the Avos through the times of the Romans ran right past the back of Alon Shvut, between the tree and us, you know, straight through that, and you can see Yerushalayim from the top of that hill. Everybody should take a walk there. We were going to do it last Friday. You know what Derech Avot is? Huh? It's the mountain range that we live on. Huh? If you go out to Shaar Yashan and you walk up 100 meters, so the tree is on your left, right? If you go another 100 meters, there's a right turn, there's a path. That's called Derech Avot. You could walk that path to Neve Daniel, but the top of that mountain path continues all the way to Yerushalayim. It's worth it.
Ryan asked me one.